This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get to another edition of the American Family Farmer Show, shall we? I'm Doug Steffen, here as an American family farmer and a broadcaster, trying to bring to the surface things that will give us hope, feelings of optimism about what we can do with our farms as more and more involvement, government encroachment, big ag encroachment, and now the Chinese. Normally, as I begin this program, before we talk to our guests who are going to, and I'm looking forward to this conversation, learning more about the farm that is it's a kind of a small farm outside of Albion, Nebraska, that they have quite a farming community there. I think you'll like this story. I think it'll be important for you. Here's something else that's important for us to consider and or know: the Chinese and their play for American farms, American farmland, controlling, making big ag acquisitions. The big ag companies are more and more taking over anyway. But as the Chinese try to inveigle themselves into our lives and control our lives more and more, what better way to do it than to control the food supply? And that's what they are doing in an insidious way. The money that's coming into our country, that's eating into the American farm culture, I think that maybe it's me and it's my age. The American farm, there's a myth around what farming was like even when I was a kid. And it's so different now. And whether you realize it or you don't realize it, people say to me, hey, get with it, Doug. Things are changing. The equipment's changing. The land is changing. The atmosphere is changing. The way people eat is changing. The way they buy their food is changing. And so you got to get with it. And I look at all of the farmers that I know who have, over the years, the engagement and the backbreaking work they do. I was on a farm in Vermont this past weekend in a place called West Haven, Vermont, which is not far from Rutland. The family, this whole family, the Books Brothers Farm, has, four brothers and all of their sons involved in this 1,500-acre farm. They gave up dairying last year because they just couldn't make the numbers work, and that's more and more. They told me in their community they used to have 14 dairy farms, small Vermont community. They only have one now, one left, because you can't survive. They've got all these mouths to feed, and it cost them more to feed the cattle than they were making selling milk, so they had to make a choice, feed the cattle or feed themselves. So they chose their family and themselves. This is the most insidious, ridiculous reality, but yet it goes on and on. You hear me talking about it, on and on and on. The Chinese tried to make a foray into the milk market in America, working with dairy farmers of America, DFA, the scum of milk producers and these co-ops that are controlled by the Suiza family. Anyway, that didn't work for them, but they are everywhere, make no mistake about it, trying to circumvent what we as American farmers have done. The foreign buyers operating farms and taking over the land, the livestock barns, the slaughterhouses, these Chinese holding company, it's called Chem China. They are trying to buy Syngenta, which is an ag chemical company, not unlike Monsanto, not quite as bad as they are. But they're trying to buy up politicians, and that's their, all the support that we don't realize. Again, you don't know where the money's coming from for the campaigns, because under the this scurrilous act that got passed through the John Birchers, the people who say that we all, you know, it's freedom of speech and all this other baloney, Citizens United several years, you know that whole ruling and all that stuff. Well, whether you pay attention or you don't, it's brought about changes in the broadcasting business that are not going to be reversed. There's three companies that basically own and control most of the radio media. And it's not so much that way in television anymore because of the breadth and depth of the interest of product. But then, well, Disney just bought up all of Fox, so maybe that's not true. Anyway, factors to consider here, owning every aspect of production from feed through packaging is what the Chinese are trying to do. You can see it as they go through Smithfield, the pork packing company. And then there are other outfits that are getting into the beef world. There's another group, but they're trying to get Smithfield to buy up not just pork production, but through their money invested in Smithfield, they're buying up slaughterhouses, beef suppliers, all that kind of stuff. We have a very difficult thing here going on. And by the way, the Chinese are also trying to buy up the seed companies. They're trying to get control of the seed companies. So what is there about this that's good? Nothing. Not one thing about any of this is good. The mergers, the acquisitions, USDA looks the other way, the government doesn't get involved, the government supports it because the government is being, you know, we've got around, Trump and his trade war with China is a good thing because it sort of puts the Chinese on notice. We're not going to let them screw us over. But the impact on the farmer, I would not be surprised that the farmer went away from Trump in the next election. We'll have to see who is on the Democratic side. But his reporters are really digging into what's going on. For example, Smithfield spent $46,222 lobbying legislators in Nebraska last year. Just to get, you know, this is the first year that they owned the company. They gave $12,000 to 19 state senators apiece voting on a bill that would allow them to pretty much do what they wanted to do in regard to the processing of swine and that sort of thing. So that's what you got going on. In case you didn't know it, that's what you... And by the way, China also is in dire need of food and farms. They don't have good land over there. They have more people. 11% of Chinese land is all that they can farm. So they look over here and see how much land we have that can be farmed. They've got a huge population. It's food security disaster time. And so here we are. We can help with affordable supplies of food. Now they're going elsewhere to buy their food because of the trade wars. That's not helping us, not really helping them very much in the long term. But at any rate, it's news that I thought you ought to have, an observation that I'm making that I don't like, frankly. The Chinese involved in our school, in our, well, the next thing they will be in the school system, in our food system. Bad news. Bad, bad news. All right, 15 past the hour in a moment, we meet Matt and Joe Brugger from Upstream Farms. Right now, let's see if we can encourage all the people who are farming to get a good night's rest. If you haven't followed my I guess it's advice, the information that comes courtesy of the folks at MyPillow, the pillow that will change your life forever, literally. I know that's a dramatic thing to say, but if you look around at all the cheap foam pillows, they don't cut it. The feather pillows, you got to get a full night's uninterrupted REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, the type of sleep that makes you feel refreshed in the morning. Farmers need energy all day long. Got to have a good night's rest. Best way to get it is to go to MyPillow.com and get in on the discounts of their fabulous products by using the DJV code. Yep. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener specials. Save up to 66% on things like the body pillow and the standard and premium pillows. Lots of money can be saved. Lots of great night rest is in store for you when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, Save up to 66%, including the body pillow, for $29.99, regularly $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for all these great specials.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Matt and Joe Brueger, who run Upstream Farms in Nebraska. They are twin brothers. But somebody came out first. Matt, did you come out first or Joe come out first?
Yes, it's Matt. How are you doing?
Matt, I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, doing great.
You beat your brother by, what, 2 or 3 minutes? Is that what happened? How did? Well, somebody's got to come out first.
So, oh, yeah, and that's interesting because he was born before me a couple minutes, so I don't know how that worked out.
All right, so you both are farm kids, though, right? You grew up on the farm?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a farm? Describe your farm for those of people listening. It's a farming community. You're in northeast Nebraska, Albion. I have driven through there once. I love these Midwestern farming communities. Oh, they're great. I travel across the country a lot, going back and forth to California sometimes. Not easy to go through Nebraska in the wintertime, though.
No, sir. We grew up on a small farm. It was mainly row crop. It's always corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and a little bit of oats when we were younger. And then we also raised Black Angus cattle as well. We raised those cattle all the way from start, from conception, all the way to processing. Cattle never leave our farm. So a small farm, like I said, about 1,000 acres of row crop, which around here is relatively small.
I was going to say, small. I have a 114-acre farm in suburban Boston. Everybody thinks it's big. But when you compare, right, to what is going on out there. So is that I want to actually start there with both of you, what it means to be big or small. Now, you may have heard me just railing against the Chinese and their influence and how they're trying to buy up land, buy up farms, buy up companies for several different reasons. So, and then we get into this discussion about big or small and where farming is going to be in 50 years from now. How many farmers are we going to have? How many farms are we going to have? So let's dig into that. Matt and Joe Brueger here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest.
This week's overview of the American Family Farm. I'm Doug Steffen, featuring Upstream Farms in Albion, Nebraska. Matt and Joe Brugery here. All right, so I heard a lot from Matt. I didn't hear anything from Joe yet. All right, Joe, time for you to pipe up.
How's it going, Doug?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, pretty good. Yep. Just enjoying the nice weather here in Nebraska.
Yeah, well, it's good. You don't have to worry about any hurricanes. The weather across the country is pretty good this week, and other than if you're down in Texas near Dallas or Houston, you might get a little wet. What is the, that reminds me, I'd ask both of you, how did the weather this spring affect what you did? Because Nebraska was in the middle of all that rain, and there were a lot of farmers who said they weren't even going to plant because it was so late. How did it affect you?
Well, we actually were very, very fortunate. You know, I think that there was a lot of farms that were affected very negatively, but it was pretty variable depending on where you were at in Nebraska, and we were very fortunate. There was minor inconveniences, especially with cattle production, with the amount of rain that we had. But we didn't lose the amount of cattle that a lot of producers did, and we were able to plant all of our acres. But the county right to the south of us had the most prevent acre or plant acres in the state of Nebraska. So, like I said, it was pretty variable across the state, but we were just very fortunate on our farm to not have any of those issues.
So are the two of you optimistic? You heard perhaps me talking about the Chinese. I have been at this for a long time. I've been around cows all my life. I'm a dairy guy. So for all of my years, I've been seeing cows milking cows, raising calves, and breeding Jersey heifers and looking for both Great Jersey and Guernsey milk. I had to stop a couple of years ago because of some damage was done because of a huge winter storm here. And I just couldn't, there wasn't enough to keep me going, at least so I raise now Jersey heifers. If you go to my farm, I'm looking at your farm website. You can go to mine while we're talking. It's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. In a suburban setting like this, it's going to take on a whole new or different face, if you will, than what you fellas are doing. By the way, how old are the two of you?
We're 23 years old.
Three. God love you. And are you running the farm, or are your parents still there? Who's actually in charge?
So that's interesting that you bring that up because, so our parents are involved, our uncle, my dad's brother is also involved, and then his son, our cousin, is also involved in the farm as well. And then our grandpa just moved out of the operation here a couple years ago. So our farm, our great-grandpa, we're fourth generation. Our great-grandpa came here from Switzerland in the 1900s, like 1910. And then he had two sons who farmed together, Paul and Don, which would be my grandpa and great-uncle. And then my dad and uncle farmed with them. And now Joe and I and our cousins are farming together as well, which is interesting because I wanted to bring that up towards your point about being 1,000 acres being a relatively big farm. But to support five of us, it's actually quite necessary on a row crop operation. So,
you may have heard me talking about my visit to a Vermont farm, 1,500 acres, and they have a family structure similar to yours. They were
Absolutely. Basically
a dairy operation, and now they're raising beef, and they're raising hemp, and they're doing a lot of hay and wood lots and stuff like that. But they have, there's four brothers, and then their sons, and there are cousins, and I mean, there's a huge brood of people on this farm, and I wonder how they are surviving given what the realities are of what has happened, the legacy of dairy farming, and what it's done, put families in hock and broke and bankrupt and all kinds of stuff. So they're turning it around, but I think that's a huge farm, and I think some of the farms out west are huge, but yeah, it just is a matter of economics as much as anything else, which is what I want to talk to you about as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Matt and Joe Brueger.
Nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day helps raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense officials in Saudi Arabia say they have what they call material evidence linking Iran to last weekend's attacks on Saudi oil processing centers and oil fields. And they say they'll be releasing that evidence in a matter of hours. Iran has denied any involvement in the attacks that knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's production for several days. Today is day three of the United Auto Workers Union strike against General Motors, and there's a report that the automaker's use of temporary workers is now a major issue as bargaining talks continue. And this auto industry expert says there's another factor.
What's complicating things here is the workers at GM are very suspicious of the UAW leadership because of this ongoing federal investigation into union corruption.
That's Tom Krischer with the Associated Press, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For today's family farms, that's our focus here on the American Family Farmer. Joining me, Matt and Joe Brueger from Upstream Farms. You can see what's going on there. Actually, an interesting website. Social media, you can follow their story on Instagram at Upstream_Farms and Facebook at Upstream Farms as well. They are twin brothers, Matt and Joe. What's your education? What did you do when you get out of school? Did you go right to the farm or did you go to school?
We both graduated from the University of Nebraska with a bachelor's degree in applied science. But then I have more of an emphasis in agronomy. And then we also were a part of the Angler Entrepreneurship Program.
Which is what? Explain that. Explain that for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's founded by Paul Angler, who owns Cactus Feeders in Amarillo, Texas. But he's originally from Nebraska, and what he did was make a donation to the university specifically to start a program that allowed for younger kids to have an opportunity to mainly throughout agriculture, but to explore the entrepreneurial space. And instead of, you know, learning in a classroom setting, you know, his idea was pretty much that you have to learn by doing, and learn by failing. And so what the Angler program has allowed, students like Matt and I to do is to start our business, in a low stakes environment where you have all the resources of a university, like professors, and allow us to, you know, start a business on a small scale, and then grow it from there and allow us to, you know, not have to get jobs after college or be in a lot of debt. Starting a business in college has allowed us to remain debt-free throughout our education, and as well as allowed us the opportunity to think a little bit differently in the agricultural space. So it's an amazing program. I honestly can't say enough about it because we wouldn't be where we're at right now today without it. So
okay. Well, as you know, this program is about how to succeed, giving people ideas of all ages. So what did they teach you? What's different now about the farm today than the farm you grew up on, given the fact that you are in your 20s, so there isn't that much time. I look back to when I was your age. I was married, a child on the way, had a farm, I had a business. The farm has never been my living. It's been my avocation because in this environment, well, there are lots of different reasons for it, but I find myself loving the work as much as I do the work that I do on the radio. It's something that motivates me, that moves me, that makes me, frankly. And I look back to what was like, I mean, I milked 40 or 50 cows when I was in my 20s, and it was, you know, when I was selling raw milk here, I had a couple hundred cows. You guys aren't milking, but you have a large, explain. You said 1,000 acres. So what goes on those 1,000 acres? Let's talk about what you do. What has changed since you were kids on the farm under your tutelage?
So it's interesting because growing up we had chickens and sheep and cattle, and as we got older, the labor that took to raise those, as we started, we had older sisters that helped. We always had bottle lambs, bottle calves, and then helped feed chickens and wash eggs every morning. And as we started, you know, mom and dad started losing their labor force to college, that no longer became feasible financially or with the time that they had. So as we've come back, we'd like to start doing some of those things again. But really the biggest change that we've seen as we've started to transition back is how can we add value without having to expand in size or acres? Because that's not only economical to do right now for us, but it's also it's not something that is within our passions and where we lie. We'd like to add more value to our farm in a more of a vertical manner rather than expanding horizontally. So what I mean by that is how can we take more steps out of the process and go right to the customer with products that's been raised in our family for four generations, as well as add new products to capture more value as well.
Okay, so you've hit a nail on the head. This is what I keep preaching. I'm glad to hear you're saying the same thing. You gotta find a market for yourself. Relying on a wholesale market for most farmers doesn't cut it anymore because the mid-level people are greedy and they upcharge and people wanna the cheap anyway. They don't wanna buy, they used to buy cheap food. They don't wanna buy food. They don't wanna pay for it. So if you can find a market, and I wonder about that where you are because it's a smaller community, so how far out do you have to go to sell the beef products? I'm looking at your website. You're doing farm to table. How far do you expand?
So we do a lot of – so it's funny you talk about doing something that's really honest to you and what you enjoy. And we actually raise hops as well on our farm. So when I started that our sophomore year of college, which was very labor-intensive, and we started selling a lot of hops to breweries and things like that that we also sold ground beef to. And what we found was we liked how that aligned with our brand, and we liked the culture around that. So we started going to beer and wine festivals rather than farmers markets in Lincoln and Omaha to sell our beef. And then later on down the road,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. And then when we got to a size where we can actually ship our beef now anywhere in the country to all to the lower 48 within two business days, we just put it in a package and put some dry ice with it, and people can order online.
Kind of like Omaha Steaks. You're the up and coming Omaha Steak. Sounds like.
But we got the farm behind it too, so that's the nice thing is we like to bring a good quality product to the table. So that's really what that's the idea, is that we can ship anywhere in the country, because it was interesting when we went to college. We grew up on every we had a freezer full of everything that we raised year round growing up. That was one of the luxuries of living on a farm. As we got older, when we went to college, we tried some other products that were, that we bought from a supermarket, and we were like, something's different here, we thought we were messing and cooking it, and then we realized that there was, we were raising a product that maybe everybody should have access to that kind of quality, so that's why we went ahead and decided to start doing what we're doing.
Yeah. I'm appreciative of what you just said about microbreweries. Somebody's reached out to me I have been thinking about maybe growing some things to support a lot of the microbreweries around here, because they get their grain and hops from the same people we used to buy grain from to feed the cows. And in fact, I take the grain that they've expended and I feed it to my cows now, which they love. But it's the thing about what you can do with things you don't need. That's what I hear in your voice, what you've learned, experimentation, which is what the farm is all about. It's about trying stuff that's new. And in your case, are you able to borrow money? Do you need to? Do you have enough resources there so you can create on your own without having to go outside for financial help?
Yeah, so it's really interesting because, our family has banked at the same bank for four generations, and we're really fortunate to, have the backing from three other generations that have allowed us to, have a good line of credit. I think that's essential in agriculture, is to have a good relationship with a bank, and which we do, which is very nice and very helpful for what we're doing. But also, what we've done is we've used some of the skills that we have from college. I like I mentioned before, I have an emphasis in agronomy. And what we've done with that is that's been able to help fund some of the other businesses that we have started, or business ventures that we've started within our own business. Because I one thing that I do is I'm an independent crop consultant for farmers around us, and other farmers that need services such as scouting, in the summer times during those growing months, or soil sampling, and that's really, that's a very low overhead business that we were able to start, but also makes us good revenue that's helped us take some of the risks that we're taking in our business right now. Mm-hmm. So that's been a very big, big point for us, is to have, first of all, that line of credit from the bank, but also have something that is a consistent source of revenue for us.
Yeah.
So
for you.
If that answers your
Smart.
Question, Doug.
Yeah, it does. We'll pause for a moment, a few more minutes with Matt and Joe Brueger. I don't know who's answering the questions, whether it's Matt or Joe, but it's good to get these answers. I want to talk about, I made reference to big or small, I want to talk about where you see the farm in 50 years as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. You want to look your best. You want to feel your best. You want that bright white smile. But you drink coffee, tea, maybe red wine, maybe you still smoke, and so you've lost that white smile, that white shine from your grin. Over the years, I've tried a lot of different tooth whitening products. The whitening strips that are around takes 30 minutes or more to make that work. The trays and the gels, they taste awful. What a mess they make. So now I am extolling the value and virtue of the 5-minute solution to the brighter, whiter smile. The product is called Power Swabs. Power Swabs. They work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. Just snap open the little tube, take the Q-stick and put it on. Apply the material to your teeth and watch in a few minutes. You'll see yourself having a brighter, whiter smile, a couple of shades each time you do it over a couple of 4 or 5 months. You should keep them around and keep your teeth all the time, especially if you are still drinking coffee, tea, or wine, whatever. You'll want to keep this up. It's the all-natural patented tooth detergent. It's the all-natural way to whiten and lighten the stains. Start it. Use it. 5 minutes. Just a snap, a swab, and a smile away. Call 800-208-7097 and get 50% off the retail price. Telling that you heard about it here. Use Doug Steffen or DJV. 800-208-1797. This is the up, as far as I'm concerned, this is the upscale way of having whiter, brighter teeth, and inexpensive too. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it with me. 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797 for a great white natural smile.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
I'm moving back into our focus here on the American family farmer of a great way and inspiration, if you will. That's what we're looking for. Where do you see Matt and Joe Brugger here from Upstream Farms? By the way, the website is great. Upstream, I didn't ask you earlier on, what's the significance of, was that your name or is that the family name? What is Upstream Farm? Where did that come from?
So we came up with Upstream Farms with the idea of, you know, we grew up on Brugger farms, and we wanted something that, you know, Brugger didn't have quite the ring to it, or it wasn't, you know, it was hard to pronounce, and we wanted to have something for as a retail brand that we could sell, and that people was easily understandable, that operated just alongside of our family farm.
Yeah.
And so we wanted something that was just unique to Joe and I, so that's why we created Upstream, and we came up with that. From, you know, what we thought was, you know, what are we actually doing? And we kind of feel like we're pushing against the current or walking upstream what normal agriculture is. And so that's
sure
where we
are.
Came up with that.
Yeah. All right. Where do you see the farm in 50 years?
So for us, I think the importance is we see everything that is raised on this farm is marketed through us. So, and that includes everything that's going on all the acres, including row crop. The majority of our feed right now, of our row crop is going towards feed production. And then whatever we have left and excess is going to the grain elevator. What we're excited about is that, we're taking an old milk barn that was on our farm and renovating it into a distillery. That way we can make our own whiskey. So we're taking all the products on our farm and turning it into a product that is consumable and sellable.
You're making whiskey? What, do you got a still?
Yes, sir. We do. So we're just in the beginning stages of that. So we got a lot on our plate, but we really enjoy. We like to stay busy.
Well, you're both to be congratulated. You got a lot of energy. You're right. You're smart. You understand the value of the American family farm, and that's kind of, again, what I'm trying to get across here. There's no reason to pull the sheets over our head at all. We've got to fight and keep the Chinese and some of the other guys from trying to control our business and giving over to the government. Sounds like you're on it. So good luck. Congratulations to both of you. Check out the website, upstreamfarms.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Harrigan Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcast. As you can hear, if you don't get to hear this whole program or you'd like to go back and get some inspiration from previous ideas and guests that have been on the program, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And the most recent one that's posted up there now, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, we have a discussion about dairy farms, 20,000 fewer than there were 10 years ago. That's part of our discussion and the reasons why. Then, conversation with Jennifer Fahey, who is the communications director for Farm Aid, talking about Farm Aid that's coming up next week. She's been at it since 2002. She's really good about spreading the word, what the work is. Willie and Neil and John Mellencamp and the others that are involved in the Farm Aid concert. It goes back to 1985. So, help raise the money, $57 million so far to date to help the family farms that need. We got to keep the American farmers on the farm, keep the Chinese from buying up all the land, means of production, the Suiza family from controlling the dairy groups. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that in my comment section in a moment. Who is going to Congress and who is getting their policy message presented properly? We'll discuss that in just a moment after these words on the American Family Farmer.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
And now this comment. The average farm income is much lower than it used to be, as an average anyway. The new normal for farm income, our income is supposed to be about $70 billion this year. That is below what we had last year. It's gone down every year since 2015.
Why is that?
Well, because people don't understand the value of good food. One of the reasons this last conversation with these two young farmers is good, because you hear what they're doing to make the farm relevant. Some of the older farmers, unfortunately, don't see that they have to change with the times, but they do. Go back to one. Let's see. I'm looking at the numbers. In 2013, the farm income in our country was $123 billion, and last year was $70 billion. Can you look at that? So that's the influence of lots of things. Bad government policy, a lot of food being brought in here. Maybe the trade war fixes that. But, you know, I want to get off on a tangent, or I'm feeling that I want to get off on a tangent on where the farms are going. That's why I asked these kids where they thought it was going. They've got 1,000 acres. Are we going to have fewer farms, larger farms? Yeah, but I'm going to save that comment for later on, because I want to spend a moment talking about dairy in general and the potential programs to alleviate some of the issues. The trade war has started that. But you know, one of the things, if you don't deal with the Suiza family and DFA, you're not going to fix the problem. You just aren't. It's just they're too, they own 80% or close to 80% of the supply. They run the fluid milk program in this country. So you're not going to change. We can go to Washington. We can tell, you know, the American Farmers Union and the people that I believe, even the Farm Bureau, but the Farm Bureau is more on the side of the big farmers than the smaller farmers. So you get more relief for more attention from the NFU. As 7,300 members in Wisconsin, but there are that many farmers who've gone out of business in the past 4 years. Dairy farmers out, because DFA, so influenced through their racketeering with Congress, the rules and regulations, so that they can, you know, get the farmers down to $18 a hundredweight and still expect they're going to make money, but the farmers aren't. And they keep encouraging these huge farms of 5,000, 10,000 cows, and it's just amazing what's being lost. So hopefully the dairy groups are going to be able to convince members of Congress to change their policies. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.